Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Anthony Gucciardi is going to be joining us. He heads up StoryLink.com. What a great website name. And he just does a lot of great reporting for InfoWars.com, for NaturalNews.com. And his stories are just so well-researched and informative. We've covered this the last week, that after Israel used a Dolphin submarine to launch its own cruise missiles and to blow up Russian defensive anti-ship missiles, that the Russians have been massing troops and a bunch of other stuff. While we're busy, you know, talking about the new Christ figure, Trayvon Martin, and the white devil that killed him, and as MSNBC is busy saying, white children need to be killed so we learn the pain, and as whites get attacked all over the country in this orgy of balkanization and race politics out of the party of the Ku Klux Klan, the Democrats, again, I'm not even a Republican, folks, just the Democrats are the seediest, nastiest, big city corruption mafia group of knuckle-dragging scum I've ever seen in my life. People like Chris Matthews and all these master manipulators, they make me want to throw up. And I know there's been well-meaning Democrats in the past, and the Democrats, you know, claim they stand for good things on the surface. But the truth is, ladies and gentlemen, Dwight D. Eisenhower and the Republicans got the Civil Rights Act passed. They were the ones. The Democrats figured that America had shifted against them, the white voters mainly, in the North and the South and the West. And so they said, oh, really? We'll one-up you. We'll pay the black families not to have men in the house. That had been Margaret Sanger's thing they'd already done in New York. And we'll put them all in prison and take over and destroy their culture. And since then, we've gone from less than 10% black illegitimacy to over 93%. Blacks had less illegitimacy. You can pull these numbers up. The single-parent homes from the kickoff than whites did. Of course, whites are now at about 50% illegitimate. So don't worry. Everything that's been done to the black people will be done on a slow roast to the Hispanics, the blacks, the whites. We're all in the same social engineering roaster. It's like a crock pot we've been put in here, and they're outside laughing as social engineers. And I just played a clip of the Martin's lawyer, Cutie Cakes, Miss Rand, up there was just arrogant going, I'm a social engineer. That's what this trial's about. Yeah, you guys have really engineered something. You know, you judge an employee by their production, their quality, how honorable they are. You judge a tree by its fruits. I don't care how big a fruit tree is, an apple tree. I've got some apple trees, some date trees, some plum trees, peach trees, and some of the big old green ones. But don't really put off a lot of fruit, but some little scraggly ones may put off even more fruit. And so I judge a tree by its fruits. Of course, I'm an extremist. I judge a hunting dog by how good it can find the quail. I judge a restaurant by how good the food is. See, I actually judge a tree by its fruits. We're not supposed to do that. We're supposed to just judge right off the surface and what you look like. And I guess at some levels, how beautiful someone is or how strong they look, at a certain point, I guess when I was like 18 years old, I'd go off how a woman looked 100%. But the older I've gotten, I've gone off how somebody acts. I'd rather be hanging around with a 300-pound fat person that's got moles on their face. I'm talking about a particular person I know I'm friends with. Than I would with some beautiful person on the surface who's arrogant and shallow and not smart. I'd rather hang around with somebody that's funny and somebody who's nice and somebody who likes me and isn't a parasite than I'd rather hang around with a beautiful person. Now, the big problem is when you're around a beautiful person who's also very nice and they have a great personality, then there's a problem. Obviously, then obviously I'm very attracted to that. But it's all for me about personality and who people are. And that's what Martin Luther King stood for, because he was a racist. Being sarcastic, ladies and gentlemen. Jimmy Carter's a racist. He said the jury did the right thing. He's a racist. Jimmy Carter, now known as the cracker ass. We'll be right back. I'm being sarcastic, folks. Stay with us. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Folks, we're going to open the phones up at the bottom of the hour to take your calls on everything that's happening. Kind of open line Wednesday here. In fact, here is the toll-free number to join us. It's 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231 to cover whatever subjects you want to get into. But Anthony is joining us here in studio, Gucciardi. And he writes, of course, for his two amazing websites, StoryLeak.com, and he also has Natural Society. And he contributes a lot to InfoWars.com and also the great folks over at NaturalNews.com. But in the last week, we've been reposting and, I guess, syndicating online a lot of his very interesting and informative articles. So I wanted to go over some of those with him and then have him ride shotgun to take some phone calls here with us today. Here's a few of them. While we're busy obsessing on planet Trayvon Martin, World War III brews as a nation distracted by Trayvon Martin case. Oh, yes, massing Russian troops. Israel fired cruise missiles into some of their installations in Syria. Also, Russian military amasses full combat readiness strategic bombers. Japan had to scramble fighters because of it. That's some of the news. WTC owner Larry Silverstein sues airlines for billions over 9/11 after $5 billion insurance payout. And then the main reason I wanted to get him on, report, GMO activist and independent scientist targeted by military. And I covered this 4 years ago when the Army leaked it, that Ron Paul, at his In the Fed rallies, including an In the Fed rally I had in Dallas, the Army was there in plain clothes, and it said, don't let them know you're there. They may attack you or kill you. And, of course, Michael Moore, who I'm not a big fan of, but in his Fahrenheit 9/11, he showed what had already been in the news in Houston. The Army was going to milquetoast peace groups who were baking cookies, and it showed this completely non-threatening group. They had the Army, and they had police infiltrating them. Totally illegal, folks. But they have domestic CIA propaganda. You have all this stuff going on, but nobody watching the big corrupt government. So we're going to be going over all of that today. But first, Anthony, because you brought this up, what is your take on the whole saga? And now MSNBC host saying white children need to be killed to show them our pain. Yeah, we could have like human sacrifice again. Like, in fact, that's an idea. Not just pay indulgences of carbon taxes to Obama and Al Gore to drive cars, but we could actually have federal sacrifices of white children. Maybe feed them into wood chippers up on the rose garden lawn, and then Al Sharpton can maybe pull a lever, or maybe this professor, and then we could just throw white babies in. Like one of the new Black Panther Party guys said one time, he said we should kill the white babies and kill the white women because of the military manufacturing center. So what do you say about that? In your inherent white devilness.
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, on Twitter, the rioters say basically kill all white folks. So, I mean, maybe we should have a Times Square type of rally where we just hang all white people. I mean, that's what they want. MSNBC says we need more white children to die to fully understand this. And I guess that's what it comes down to in this mainstream media theater piece. That is a distraction, but we do need to cover it to highlight that. So when
what if people started committing suicide? I bet if they told Trendies, if Obama told white people to commit suicide, I'm not exaggerating. I bet 100,000 people would kill themselves.
Well,
he could be like the Jim Jones, maybe have Kool-Aid.
Well, I think, you know, it's white guilt. Maybe they should kill themselves for doing nothing to anybody. I mean, Zimmerman isn't even white to begin with, and that's a whole other topic.
It's like Kim Jong-un.
Right. It's, you know,
maybe he's a North Korean spy.
Maybe, apparently. But notice also when the lawyers go on Piers Morgan and everything, they actually absolutely dominate him because they have no actual talking points or logic whatsoever. But the fact of the matter is, again, it is a distraction first and foremost. While we have World War III brewing, or already commencing, in Russia with 160,000 troops in full combat readiness.
But Russia is crackers, too. Kill them.
Oh, everybody needs
Russia,
to die.
They should all kill themselves.
Everybody needs to die, besides, obviously, Trayvon Martin. So, but bottom line is that, as you would say, Israel went in and blew up the Russian missiles in Syria. And then,
yeah, let's show those anti-ship missiles that were blown up. If you just type in Israel used Dolphin submarine to destroy Russian missiles, it'll pop up. And undoubtedly Russian crews on them. Keep going. I mean, that was loving, though.
Yeah, so they actually instigated all this, and they act like it's no big deal. And then Russia goes ahead and orders this combat readiness emergency response drill, whatever they want to call it. Putin goes in because he's not going to take that. You know, he's not somebody like Obama that's just going to take that.
Well, he's racist.
Yeah, you know, he's obviously racist. So Israel goes ahead and says, you know, how dare Russia do that? How dare they amass the troops after we blow up their stuff? And Russia's here with these strategic bombers, and I have just interviewed with RT, and I hear that society over there is calling for nukes for Israel. They absolutely want to go into war. They want to go against Israel. And, I mean, all of this is brewing, and the mainstream media is too busy talking about what Zimmerman ate for breakfast. It's a
Maybe they could use those Big Bear strategic bombers to drop white people on Israel.
Maybe, and go into the gulags as a response. But, yeah, I think it's amazing that we have this, a brewing of World War III, if not something else, a global conflict potentially, or most likely.
Right out of the Bible, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It is biblical proportions. I mean, if Russia were to attack Israel as it is written in Revelations and so on, I mean, we all know what may happen, and it may mean that we're closer to, you know, certain scenarios than we previously thought. I mean, this is massive breaking news, and you did cover it up on Infowars.com when I originally wrote on StoryLeak. So InfoWars and StoryLeak leak were the only ones actually even talking about this, besides the Israeli National Post. It's a complete spin article on it, though, that Russia's evil for responding to their blowing up of their missiles, which they instigated it. But then it goes into the question, really, if Russia was to go up against Israel, the United States would undoubtedly back Israel, and then you actually have a world war scenario. Now, it's not that nothing's happened yet. Russia hasn't done anything fully, but they have full combat readiness troops and strategic bombers ready to go. But Israel actually went and, in a hot war, blew up their missile system. So we're facing so many threats domestically and internationally. It's hard to keep up with some people, you know, where it's going and everything like that. But the fact of the matter is now we're struggling against the U.S. military domestically, and they're about to go potentially fight another war. It's a war on all sides against the people and the Constitution, which is burning and fueling all this like coal in the train of tyranny up against the world right now.
And then we have our government putting in hundreds of thousands in the last 2 years of real al-Qaeda who are engaged in incredible atrocities, just starting a war with Syria, and it's not even in our news.
And then the Syrian rebels go in, of course, kill all the Christians, eat their heart for their power.
On TV.
And that's fine, though. I mean, that's not a big deal, apparently.
And then we're living in a Twilight Zone world where Vladimir Putin says it's wrong that they're eating hearts on TV and our media criticizes him. And I don't live in Russia. I've never been to Russia. No. I'm not a fan of the Russian system, but Russia is not here taking my country over. Foreign banks have hijacked my country. They're force-feeding us GMO. They're trying to force vaccines on us. They're trying to start race wars. What do you think is the method to Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan madness? Because that's who runs it.
Well, let me tell you something interesting here. This is actually from Bloomberg, but it goes into an NBC report. Taxpayers fund the mega banks with $83 billion per year. Okay, that works from the mega bailouts and different leveraging systems.
It's a lot more than that. That's just one funding.
That's just on paper. Okay, that's just the very minimal amount, $83 billion publicly on paper.
But the QE3 is 80-something billion a month.
Oh, it all stacks up way higher. But this is just the taxpayer dollars here, $83 billion that goes into the government funding that ultimately goes to the banks. But then NBC reports that it was in the back of the news. I found it had about 12 shares on Facebook, that the banks then take that cash and use it to finance the Mexican drug cartels publicly, 100%, and terror cells, known terror cells inside the United States. Yet we still continue to fund them with $83 billion and the more amounts of cash that you're talking about every single year. So what's going on? And that's apparently, they claim, that's pretty much all of their profits.
But see, I don't need to respond to any of that. I could just call you racist.
You could, and I obviously am, because I'm against big banks and tyranny of all kinds, and also I'm against racial profiling, which is what's happening. I mean, when Rachel Gentile goes on Piers Morgan and says certain things, they just clap because she's black, and that's the...
Well, no, she said he was obviously a...
gay rapist.
A gay pervert.
And yeah. Nancy Grace says that, you know, he's a Zimmerman's a Taco Bell loving churro eating, you know, blank. And I mean, that's perfectly fine, though. You can insult Zimmerman because he's a white Hispanic. So that's perfectly fine.
I'll tell you what's bizarre about this is when you look at Nancy Grace, she's like a cartoon character. Yeah. And all she spews, you know, why is she allowed to basically call Zimmerman a racist name towards Hispanics? I guess anything to whip things up. I guess that's the mission.
Well, the real question is, where are the Hispanics? Why don't they care about this? George Zimmerman is a Hispanic, and when you say, yeah, he goes through Taco Bell and eats churros every night, that is racist. If I were to go up and say, yeah, Trayvon loves watermelon and fried chicken, do you know what would happen? You know what might happen just because I made a reference to that? But she can say that Zimmerman loves Taco Bell and churros and use race baiting and so on and so forth, and Salon can go out and use the same thing. But we're not allowed to talk about that simply because I guess we're in the right and we have logic on our side, and anyone that makes any sense isn't allowed to use a counter argument to this race baiting garbage.
But see, that's what it does. We're not discussing all the scandals, the IRS gate, the NSA gate, telling pro-life groups what they can pray. That's on record. That's how authoritarian this is. Yeah, they're chanting Hail Satan down at the Texas Capitol, little heroes, you know, against the pro-lifers. And the answer is, let's just have a big race fight.
Well, and you're talking about earlier, I mean, what they are is they're shallow, if anything. They're insulting us, saying we're racist and dumb. They're making it about race, and they're coming down to the point where it's about Trayvon being black. And, oh, Zimmerman was a gay rapist, racist. How many things can you pile up on this guy? And then they go out and insult the gay community. You know, everyone's all concerned about being politically correct, and they're the most politically incorrect.
Well, the politically correct are the only ones that can do whatever they want.
Exactly.
That's the rule. It's like an Animal Farm where, you know, four legs good, you know, two legs bad. It then becomes four legs good, two legs good, and then it becomes four legs good, two legs better, then it becomes, again, two legs good, four legs bad, and the pigs are all now walking around on 2 feet. It's the same thing. That's all they've got. We'll be right back to get into the World War III scenario and so much more on your phone calls.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5mm.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know the terrible damage that viruses and bacteria can inflict in the human body. Dozens of diseases are caused by infectious organisms, and now the emergence of superbugs that are resistant to antibiotics poses an even bigger threat to our safety. Don't wait for the medical world to discover a new treatment for the latest superbug. It's important to realize that a simple, safe, and effective alternative already exists. Supernatural Silver. Advances in silver technology have given us a silver solution that is effective against these pathogens. Supernatural Silver can help the body fight against the diseases that can endanger your health and well-being. Taken internally or used topically, Supernatural Silver can give your immune system the support it needs. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and give you and your loved ones a fighting chance. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SUMMER2013 for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook.
When it first came out that Zimmerman had said, coon, on the 911 call, I mean, to me, that was open and shut. That showed ill will and hatred. Open and shut. I mean, there wasn't even a question. Now that they revised it and said, he's saying, these punks get away with it. They always get
the
away with
get
it.
The rich, that's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with Anthony Gucciardi, and he's got a great news website that I just follow every day, storyleak.com. Link to it up on Infowars.com. They are trying to invoke everything she can. We've got the clip of her saying, oh, he loves his Mexican food every night, driving through Taco Bell. What does that even mean? And invoking this racial word that clearly audio doesn't say. But again, it just shows how they can change the whole subject from the entire world of what's happening onto this to then blame the Second Amendment, but also make rights only about race or sex or religion, not about what about a right to not have Agenda 21 shut down our country's industries. What about that right?
Yeah, and exactly. And, you know, the whole stand your ground thing isn't even about stand your ground. It's about the Second Amendment. They want to get rid of the Second Amendment entirely. They've said that repeatedly over and over again. Politicians are completely on board with that entire thing. I made a documentary about it called Disarm for Your Operation Paul Revere Contest. And that's the simple reality, is that this is not even about Trayvon Martin at the heart of it in certain ways. It's really about ending the ability to own a weapon. Look at Obama. He said Trayvon Martin could have been his son. Well, I think the media used the 12-year-old Trayvon Martin. But if you look at the actual 17-year-old Trayvon Martin, if that was Obama's son, there's definitely something wrong there, no question. And it's ultimately been about a war on the Constitution, and that's why we have 100-mile Constitution-free zones, as done by the DHS, that extend beyond the quote-unquote border, including the oceans that swallows Philadelphia, Houston, over 100 million people, where they don't have the Fourth Amendment right, so they can search your belongings at any time. So you go down to Houston around here, and you don't have your Fourth Amendment right. The DHS can, quote-unquote, legally stop you and search your stuff. The Constitution does not apply in Houston, according to the DHS. That's admitted.
Amazing. I want to shift gears to Rolling Stone Boston bomber cover sparks outrage. That's from the London Telegraph. And it says that Zohar Zarnaev has been featured on the front cover of Rolling Stone magazine, sparking an outcry on social media that they're implying that he's a hero. Well, that's not even the big issue for me. It's that it says the bomber. This guy's pled not guilty. They're on tape going, don't shoot, we didn't do it. They clearly wanted to kill the other brother. They shot the friend in the top of the head. FBI agents involved have been falling out of helicopters. We know there was a drill. And his brother was working for the CIA. This has all come out. And then I've got a clip coming up after the break where The Five last Friday said, anybody that says free him or investigate, he's innocent, because they're acting like people are saying free him, he's a hero. No, the group saying free him are our listeners who've done the research. I've been contacted by their lawyers. They're trying to get a hold of him. I mean, it's clear he is a patsy. They shot that boat up trying to kill him, and then the media got cameras on it so they couldn't. He got out, and there was 500 bullet holes or more in it. And then he's suddenly talking, next his throat's cut out, but who knows what he's going through, and he says not guilty. And it's like, how dare him try to get a free trial? What do you think's going on with this?
Okay, here's the reality of this 100%, and I was right with you from day one covering the Boston bombings, up all night, literally two nights in a row covering this stuff, because I find that when you watch the news at 2 a.m., you get the real information, and that's the bottom line. But the fact is, they're using Sarnaev to basically go after this anti-hero. And sure, they're putting it on the cover, and that is encouraging more people to go and kill people. But like you said, the main thing is that when they locked down Boston, and I had readers actually sending me live feeds of troops coming into their house and stuff like that. When they locked down Boston and went on this witch hunt for the brothers, what happened was people actually started cheering the abandonment of the legal system, the abandonment of the Constitution, and that's exactly what they want. And Politico says now that's a routine thing, that cities will routinely be shut down now to search for terrorists. So what's happened is people are now applauding in a 1984-like scenario. They're clapping. They're screaming. They're so happy. Please take away our Constitution to get
them. And that's the PSYOP. They really PSYOP that and then project that idea to then sell the rest of it. And now police, fireworks got shot off in Las Vegas. We'll shut down your whole neighborhood and search your houses. They're setting that precedent.
Well, did you see that one city with the image that a reader had sent to me, actually, and you guys posted up? It went viral on your website, Infowars.com. And it was 4th of July park rules, fireworks banned. Grills banned, no dogs, no pets, no children after a certain time, no yelling, no screaming, no music. It was just everything, and they had cops search the people when they walked into the park for 4th of July. All bags, coolers must be searched, it said, in bold red letters. Your freedom is a thing of the past.
Absolutely. Yeah, there it is. And then some terrorist posted the Fourth Amendment on it later.
Yeah.
That person needs to be sent to Guantanamo.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
But when you're actually following things, Anthony, who's here in studio with us, Anthony Gucciardi of StoryLeak website. When you're actually paying attention to all of this, you can see the drill, the intelligence operation, the stand down. Then they say, don't talk about the drill. Don't look at the photos of the contractors. And you just walk through the entire scenario, and then they kill the one brother, try to kill the other, kill the family friend, who had also been going overseas with the older brother, who was part of a CIA-funded group. And they say, well, he's from Al-Qaeda in Chechnya. That's run by the West on record. Look at this. FBI bars release of autopsy info on Boston bombing suspect's acquaintance. They go to his house. They shoot him in the top of the head. They lie and say he attacked him. Later, they admit he didn't attack him. And then now we're not going to release his autopsy info. They will not release the autopsy info on Michael Hastings. By the way, big Michael Hastings development, and then we'll get back into this. I got a call at about 5 o'clock yesterday by Staff Sergeant Joseph Biggs, who was really good friends with the Rolling Stone associate editor whose car blew up 3-4 weeks ago in Los Angeles. And he went to the funeral. He's friends with the wife, Mrs. Hastings, who was a speechwriter for Condoleezza Rice, by the way, and works in the Bush White House. And he's this big award-winning reporter, and you got the whole story about what happened to him that I won't repeat. But he said, I'm going into hiding. They're coming after me. We got feds visiting friends, family. They're probably going to raid BuzzFeed, get a lawyer. Biggest story ever, CIA. I'm going underground to break it. Car blows up, 4 a.m. The wife goes to the funeral and tells Staff Sergeant Biggs, I'm going to bring these people down. She called him up yesterday, and I'm at liberty to tell all of it, because I announced I was going to send Biggs, pay for it. He didn't have the money. He's in college out of the military after 8 years or whatever. And I was going to send investigative journalist Wayne Madsen there, and I was going to send David Knight there and Rob Jacobson there. She called up. She was texting and texting, going, don't do this. Respect my wishes. Don't come investigate. Then he calls her number, and she's crying in the background. Her friend answers and says she's crying. Just please don't do this. There's no doubt they've been threatened. And he said that. When he went to the funeral, the friends and family were like, oh, we're scared. No, the feds did come. We're not going to say who. Because they see the feds on TV saying we never visited them. They know they came. They're freaked out. They know. I mean, she thinks they killed him. And then she's so scared, I guess, for her child. Do you respect her? We're going to give it a week. We're going to see what happens. But it's not just about her husband. It's about journalists and the media. And it's about, you know, just because she says stand down, or just because she says don't come do this because she's scared, does everybody have to back down? And then where's the media? They clearly blew his car up. They're coming after me. I'm going into hiding. Biggest story ever. Boom! And then now they're suppressing the police report, and they did cremate the body without permission. That's illegal. Anthony Gucciardi, what is your take on this?
Exclusive here. I've never talked about this before, but I'm going to do it because when you said that, this story pretty much sent chills down my spine. During the Boston bombings, I was in communication with the guy who told the Alabama media news post, I don't know what it's called, alabama.org or something. He said there was a drill on the day of the Boston bombing.
Yeah, that was the TV station.
Right, the TV station, but he told the actual...
We talked to him and he got threatened.
Right, no, I did the interview with him. I did the exclusive. I called his cell phone. I did like 3 hours of research online. I got his cell phone from a college basketball thing or something. I called him. Of all the people, BBC, NBC, CBS, he called me back. I don't even know why, but he did. And he called me back, and I did the report with him. I put it on YouTube. And
it's got
a ton of views, and you featured it and everything like that. But I'll tell you what, I emailed him again, and I said, hey, you know, I would like to talk more about this. This is a huge breaking news. I actually asked if you would go on your show and everything.
I remember,
and
yeah.
He says, I can't talk about that anymore. I'm not ever talking about that again. Please take down the interview. Don't ever talk about that ever again. And the college emailed me and asked me to take the video down and everything like that. And I responded. And I said, you know, what happened? Did you get threatened? You can talk about it because they might actually kill you if you don't actually go and speak about it. And the college person said, don't ever talk to us again. You're a conspiracy theorist. Alistair is no longer speaking to any of you guys.
And remember, he told the TV station that. He told a radio station that. And then you in more detail. And he obviously got threatened.
He obviously got threatened. And what's amazing is he wasn't some conspiracy theorist, as they would have you believe. He said that he was so happy there was bomb-sniffing dogs there and everything and violating the Constitution because he wanted to catch the terrorists.
And we now know there was a drill before that day, and they had one planned also, where a Patriot group was going to bomb it.
Exactly, and that's one of the things I covered, too, from the Boston Globe. In the back of the paper, I found it had one Facebook share. None of these things are ever shared, or no one talks about it. They had a fake group called Free American Citizens, I believe it was.
Nothing worse than them.
And they were supposed to blow up the whole entire thing and kill everybody, and they were going to run multiple drills of that exact scenario. They were going to use backpacks with amateur explosives to kill everyone. And then I literally say that. I say, this is from the Boston Globe. You put it on Infowars.com, and people trash us and say that we're talking about drills that don't exist.
But it turns out they did a drill of the Boston Marathon bomb 2 years before, they were doing drills before of it being bombed, and then now we learn there was the Patriot group. That's if they got caught, they were going to run with that as the cover. It's always the same story.
And everything was leading up to a right-wing extremist group.
Remember, they had the guy at the courthouse. It's him. We were right. Yep. And then all of a sudden, they surround it with armored vehicles, and so they could sneak the guy out and go, that's not it. We're going with another plan.
And the CNN
then
analyst,
they fish Saudis out of the river.
And the CNN analyst on that day said it has to be a right-wing extremist. Everything was set to the point to where it was going to be blamed on a right-wing extremist.
How mad do you think we are? How mad do you think the globalists are going to get if we continue to expose them?
They are going to lose, ultimately. I mean, teaming up and coming together, these alternative news sources like we've never seen before, no bickering, no wasting time, infighting, garbage. We're coming together, we're just blasting them. I mean, we're hitting them like a train right now. I mean, they can't even handle it. The mainstream media is so irrelevant.
How mad do you think they are when what we call the Kraken, in fact, will you hand me that, Anthony, right there, that painting? I've never shown this on air before, and I apologize, since I'm going to bring this up now for TV viewers. This is the Kraken, ladies and gentlemen, sent to us by an artist, because I dubbed Dan Badondi, our East Coast reporter, as the Kraken in Clash of the Titans. They say, release the Kraken, when he went and took over three press conferences. They had Secret Service come on video and threaten him. He said, I'm not afraid, and didn't back off. How angry do you think the globalists are that we absolutely took that over from them?
Probably about as angry as that loser kid who screamed at Dan for actually trying to go and reporting something that was real. But I think Dan did an awesome job on that, and a lot of exclusive information that we never otherwise would have known if he didn't go out there. And it's sad, though. Think about this. Dan of InfoWars was the only guy to ask any real questions. If we didn't have InfoWars, we didn't have other alternative news groups, where would we be?
Oh, no, the FBI pointed their fingers at over 100 reporters and said, you don't look at anything else. And you know what? They did what they were told.
They all do.
No one's covering Hastings. I mean, this is crazy. Thank God we're still alive, though.
Well, let me tell you something. I've been on mainstream media before, and it is literally all scripted. They sit down. I came in here. We came right in. We talked. We didn't even talk, really, about what we're going to talk about. It's just all boom, 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 you know? Mainstream media, they'll sit you down and say, what are you going to talk about? Okay, specifically, what points are you going to talk about? And if they don't like something, no, that, we're not going to talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Cut you off air like they did with Pierce on you. They'll cut you off air if you're not following the script, if you're not following the monologue of BS and garbage and spewing, you know, illiterate dogma, then you're off the air, period, and they're not going to have you back on. Even though the ratings are super good and people want real information, which they do crave, and that's why we have record views of all these mainstream alternative news sites and the mainstream media.
Yeah.
According to Gallup, the trust is pretty much dead, and the viewership is dying. No one watches it.
So what do you expect to happen? Now they're going to go from propaganda power, and they admit the CIA is operating domestically with brainwashing now, just repeal that law. It was already dead. What are they going to do, though, is everyone knows that literally foreign offshore banks run the country. They run the paramilitary hit teams. They run the drugs. They run the white slavery. They run the snuff films, all on record, every horrible vice, and they are terrorists. I mean, what's going to happen as we all now, I guess they think they're going to go directly to troops.
Well, I mean, what's already happening with the mainstream media you're talking about is they're becoming a really, really fake version of InfoWars. Look at Bloomberg. They're releasing actual content that is about 1/1,000,000th of the truth, and they go, like I was talking about earlier, they release the piece that, yeah, we fund the mega banks with $83 billion a year, and why do we do that? And in reality, it's trillions. But they talk about the $83 billion publicly, so then it gets people a little mad, the Occupy Wall Street stuff, but nothing really happens. They don't go into why we're funding the bankers. They don't go into the Federal Reserve System. They don't go into eugenics, which happened to sterilize 60,000 people from 1929 to about the, I believe it was the...
And that's a whitewash, too. They just came out in California still doing it.
Yeah, so it all happens anyway. It's also the GMOs and everything, which we could talk about. But the fact of the matter is they're becoming a light, fake, phony version of the alternative news, but it's not going to work. Everyone can see that it's...
That's right. We forced them now into disclosure, you know, 15 years after, okay, we license plate scan you everywhere. Okay, well, there's a few cancer viruses in that shot.
Big deal. Breaking news.
Dun, 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 Pulitzer Prize. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, they get a Pulitzer Prize. They get massive views and traffic because some people who don't understand anything, they're like, holy, this is amazing. You know, this is going on now.
Alex, why aren't you covering license plate readers?
Yeah, exactly.
What do you think reads you in a toll road, lady?
Yeah. Exactly. And then also the WikiLeaks stuff, they'll cover it like 20 years after it's happened. And, you know, yeah, sure, some of the politicians are corrupt.
Oh, sure. Kissinger wanted to overthrow America, get rid of the Bill of Rights. Big deal. Maybe we should. It's racist.
And also, they cover certain things specifically after you force them to do it on InfoWars, and I come
up. Or Drudge.
Yeah, well, Drudge is an awesome way, too. For example, the girl that was harassed and literally beaten by the six alcohol agents, what a useful job, of the state.
For buying water?
For buying water. She went, and I covered that because I found it on this random blog, and I said, is this true? And I looked it up, and it was actually sourced from mainstream media, and this was old news. No one had talked to it at all. I covered it. You guys posted it. Gets up on, I guess it was Drudge, and then everyone's talking about it. It's on every single talk show. I was listening to Austin Radio the other day, and they were talking about it. We are literally...
Oh, no, no, no. So many mornings I tune into local radio, and they're covering my stories.
And they don't ever...
Our story... No credit. No credit at all.
I know how that feels. No one ever credits you because they want to act like, oh, the mainstream media is hip and relevant. Right, guys? We can make interesting news, too, but they steal all their news, and then they put a spin on it. They said, oh, it was these liberal alcohol agents that go and attack this conservative girl. Where are you getting that from? It's tyranny all
around.
Well,
see, they have to make it, it's the same thing, left, right, or black, white. It's always about dividing. Like, this happened bad because they're part of the bad group.
And they don't even use words anymore. It's just all, it should, the mainstream
media.
Listen,
the same alcohol cops in the same state went after that black rapper. I forget his name. We had him on.
Yeah.
And he was buying the Arnold Palmer tea, and they did the same deal. The truth is they just do that.
They just have nothing else to do. They said there were six of them. Six federal, I guess it was state actually.
State alcohol cops.
State alcohol, but it sounds...
Yeah, they sell the alcohol there.
Yeah, so they sit around, six of them at this place, like a convenience store, and they have nothing better to do. The girl had was in her car, and they bashed her window in and started just assaulting her and just like freaking out.
Why not?
And then she says, hey, wait a minute. Let me roll down my window. They arrest her, and they charge her with two felonies, assaulting a police officer and something else.
I think she should be given the death penalty.
She should be killed. And what happened is, ultimately, someone reasonable in the government went and said, hey, this is...
The prosecutor.
Yeah, but the alcohol agent said, no, she still should be hit with those two felonies. They are ruthless. They don't give a crap. And police officers email me...
No, wait a minute. They care. They care. I mean, they care because they want to hurt her. It's not just they don't care.
No, no, no.
They want to hurt her and put her in prison for life. They want to ruin her life for buying LaCroix water to go to for a fundraiser for disabled kids.
Yeah.
How dare her, scum?
Well, you know what it really is, and not all cops are bad, we know that, yes. But the fact is, I get a lot of emails and news tips that steroid use and all these drugs are just rampant in the police force and these agents and everything like that. And they're just dosing up 10 times the amount that even bodybuilders do. So, I mean, they're just going into complete rage, going crazy. You know what happens to your mind from a health perspective when you do that? It just completely makes you insane. Like, literally.
When I start exercising a lot, I get more aggressive naturally. I couldn't imagine taking
that stuff. Imagine that times a 1,000. I mean, people have been on steroids for various reasons, maybe health reasons. They might know what we're talking about. You know, the prescribed.
Anabolic.
Yeah, exactly. But the fact is that these people are dosed up on so much stuff, not just steroids. We're talking coke, anything they can confiscate and do real quick from these guys.
But you also talk about the training where it's instant shooting,
yeah,
which is good to save your life, unless the guy gets out with his wallet and you shoot him and they go, well, he thought the wallet was a gun. And we see this all the time now.
Well, there's no question it's by design, but you can fuel this further by advocating the use of these drugs, and it's trickle-down tyranny, as Mike Adams would say.
They had the police chief Fort Worth a few years ago come out and say, we all need to take steroids.
Yeah, it's a great thing. There was even a documentary that everyone should take steroids because they're perfectly fine, and then the guy's brother died, and he retracted the statement. But, I mean, it's amazing how the advocacy is basically do anything that's great for you. You are God. You are amazing, and the government is the only thing that's hard.
Well, that's the thing. Everybody I know basically goes to the doctor now, and they go, you know what you need is a bunch of steroids.
Or hormones. You gotta get it's synthetic hormones, and then they turn insane and go crazy, and then what do? You put them on SSRIs. It's a whole entire system that you can go to the government as your dad. You want some birth control? Pay for me, please. Let me go out and have promiscuous sex with whoever I want. The government will take care of me. If I don't want the kid, get rid of it. Or if I'm feeling bad, I'll go to the pharmaceutical companies and free health care for everyone, free chemo. It's a whole system. The government is your dad. You need anything. More and more, Big Brother is your big brother.
Because it's a takeover. Let's go to some calls. I don't want to get into the military being used on groups that are investigating GMOs with Anthony Gucciardi here in studio. I'm Alex Jones, your host. So let's jam in a call right now. Robert, you're on the air. Welcome, sir.
Hey, Alex. God bless you, brother. I know time's money, and I got a couple of points I want to make. I want you to set up a button on your website for donations. Pick some categories up, Alex.
I think we have one, but I always forget to tell my guys. I don't think it even goes to a real PayPal link. You know, so much of it, we're busy just covering the news that we don't even get into stuff like that. But yes, I will have that looked at, and we'll put one up there. Thank you. That's a nice idea, caller. Go ahead.
Money is how we fight what's going on. There's so many people out here like myself that, what do we do? We can send you money. If we can't use your products, don't feel like, what to do with them, we can always send money.
Well, unfortunately, sir, your phone is breaking up, but it cost a lot to run this operation. I'm spending everything and even money I saved in a full expansion to just really try to go after the globalists, because I know that there's no future if we don't beat these people.
Well, I was going to say also, buy the magazine if you want. I mean, some of my articles have been featured in there. I get the magazine. It's really good.
By the way, we sell this at cost. So this is something that's purely meant, a big color glossy magazine to wake people up. Plus, this current July issue has 10 bumper stickers in it.
Yeah, it's a great magazine, though. Like I said, a bunch of my articles are in there, and I read every month. So purchase that if you want to help them out as well. Spread the word.
Well, they're all over Austin, too. We put a lot of them on the street.
Yeah,
here.
I see them everywhere. Everybody's reading them.
Absolutely. I'm walking in restaurants and some people are reading them almost everywhere I go. It's really having an effect. Okay, sorry, caller. I wanted to talk to you, but your phone dropped out. We don't screen your calls. The guy's like, I want to give you money. I'm like, click, okay. Folks, we've got a lot of great products, books, videos, you name it. Things that support you, things that support us, win, win, win. We got the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 that is now available at InfoWarsHealth.com. We've got the ProPure water filtration systems. That purchase supports our broadcast. But most importantly, it gets you to not drink all the poison they're putting in the tap water. We'll be back with more of your phone calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovo Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Ralston here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
glad that the mainstream media, Anthony, is really starting to finally cover that there's license plate scanning cameras up everywhere. They're tracking everything we're doing. But people are now starting to say, hey, I want that for my trial, or I want to use that to prove I haven't done something. And they're like, oh, no, that's not for you. So it just shows how it's a totally rigged system. And we're now learning how hopelessly corrupt the system is. Do you think they'll get away with it?
No, I don't. And what's interesting is it shows that we've already won. The fact that the mainstream media is forced to pick up on these alternative news pieces, even though they do spin it and, you know, make it into their own kind of fake left-right system, et cetera, et cetera. The fact is we've already won by making them cover it. And as far as this Orwellian system goes, just consider the fact that Verizon and T-Mobile are getting paid massive amounts of cash from the NSA and the FBI for letting them spy on your phone. So they have actually a public obligation, as far as their shareholders are concerned, to let the NSA and the FBI spy on people. They're getting like $500 a month to initiate a wiretap from the NSA. This is in a new report. And they're getting about $50 just for your little cell phone. They get about $50 more than you pay for your bill. They're getting from the NSA and the FBI to the point where it accumulates to about $500 million of revenue, profit, pure profit. They don't have to do anything for these companies. And they have about 90 employees. So I think Verizon had 30 or 90.
And by the way, that's just when they want to finally use it in court or something. They're already spying on everything. Then they get the official FISA roving, you know, mass wiretap when they go to the next level.
Sure, but this is a pure profit motivation to spy on people. But also, yeah, they go directly to the servers for all this kind of stuff. And there's
And they've been paid billions a year to put the grids in the buildings. Let's go to a call here. Alan in Delaware, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I just want to say that, you know, Michael Hastings was on to something. Look, the Beltway is swarming. Every third car in rush hour is basically a government agent right now. You know the old saying, give people enough rope. Well, that's what they've done. And for the last 30 years, George Bush Sr. has been running this country. He's been running these psyops. I had two guys a few years ago move into my house. One was a listener, and the other one was working for Department of Homeland Security. And the bottom line is here, folks, the war is on the United States to shut us down, commingle us with the rest of the planet, turn us into bug specimens, and basically run our lives as bots to keep them validated.
It's the power trip of they don't want anybody to be free or have their own business because then they're not in control. I mean, this is the takedown of America. You're absolutely right.
Read Mein Kampf and you'll know what's coming. Read the New World Order and you'll know what's coming. Read the UN manuals, the Army manuals, you'll know what's coming. Cell phones, Facebook, all these social media. The mainstream media is doing a fantastic job keeping us asleep and in that trance of everything's fine, even though your feet are on fire and your kneecaps are melting.
Well, this caller knows what he's talking about. We've got to get out of the trance. Where do you expect this to go? Because they say they're scientifically here to wreck everything and then pose as the saviors. What do we do dealing with a group of criminals this hardcore?
Well, we got to fight fire with fire. That means that we have to go to Washington. We need to go on the anniversary of Breitbart's death. I called for a March 1st, talk later. Let's go sit down. Look, just 3 million people, 1% on the mall in D.C. are trying to get there. It's going to send a message we've come to talk. The bottom line is here, folks, we're 30, 40 years into the melting pot. It isn't a joke anymore. Look at this crud they're feeding children. Children under 10 years old.
They're killing us, man. They're killing us. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate
We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.